There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really a short-term try to just try to free him up where he could maybe get a couple looks and then defensively doesn't have that big a responsibility. But I think as you saw in the Detroit game, we went right back to putting him back in the middle. When I look at the last couple games, his chances went up. He was in on two or three really good opportunities in Detroit. He was in on a 2-on-1 that you'd like to see our guys finish. So, no, it was just a quick look and he's back in the middle.
Lindy Ruff on Dylan Cousins and the brief stint he had on the wing. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Election Day. Happy NFL Trade Deadline Day. We'll continue to track that. You want to track the election news, Radio 930 WB. Yanny, you want to track the trade deadline right here.
Is there an election today?
Yes.
I hadn't heard about it.
We are voting you as Man of the Year.
It's about time. So I'm standing in line. I go out early. I figured 6:15. Let me get out before the lines get too bad, right? Standing in line. Perfect strangers around me. And of course, the conversation.
Oh, Belky Bartakamoose and Cousin Larry Appleton?
No, not the TV show. People I don't know are in line with me. And of course, the conversation goes right to, can you believe those Chiefs freaking won last night again in overtime?
Who in their right mind can't believe it at this point?
That's why I said to them, I said, I turned the game off. Because I knew what was going to happen. I'm watching thinking, I even tweeted out, hey, you know, if the Bucks win, Bills are a half game behind the Chiefs. But I knew what was going to happen. You're going to think the Chiefs are going to lose. They are losing. I didn't factor in the Mahomes possible injury that wasn't an injury.
Of course. And then sometimes he's got to make it a little more dramatic.
And I saw your tweet. So I went to bed knowing what was coming. There was not the controversial flag that allowed a Chiefs drive to continue to win the game. That was the one thing missing, but I knew they were going to come back and win, and I couldn't watch it.
The yellow didn't go their way, but the coin did.
So yeah, coin toss.
The coin just replaced the
flag. And by the way,
yeah.
That's a great idea. Let's play for overtime with 30 seconds to go because you want to take a gamble against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because that never works out against the Chiefs. Go for the 2 points. Granted, with 30 seconds, as we know, he could still lead a game-winning field goal drive, but why would you possibly play for overtime against Patrick Mahomes?
It's a great question.
Unbelievable. But whatever, I'm not angry.
All right. By the way, for those of you out there that like this kind of thing, the New York Times playoff machine is back.
Ooh, yes!
The bad news is, it's not that fun for the Bills.
Oh, well, yeah. It's,
chance to make it, 99%. Chance to win division, 99%.
99, really?
I mean, the Chiefs are 96% to win their division. The Bills are 99%.
Well, there are actual teams with winning records in the Chiefs division.
All right, here's the fun question for you. Fun question for you and Joe. According to the New York Times playoff machine, there are three teams, that have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Bills. Who are the three teams?
Obviously Kansas City.
Yes. The Bills have a 10% chance. The Chiefs have a 19% chance.
Wow, Lions?
Lions. The Lions, 19% chance. And there's one more team ahead of the Bills on chance to win the Super Bowl at 11%.
Ooh. It's got to be Baltimore, right, Joe? It can't be Pittsburgh. It can't be anybody from the NFC West.
It might not
be. The NFC East.
It might not be because they have a fight in their division still. And the odds of them going on the road are going to be higher in the playoffs.
The Falcons? It can't be them. I mean, they'll walk to the division.
Maybe we shouldn't overthink it. Maybe it's Baltimore.
Baltimore, 8% below the Bills.
Is this...
It's not the Chargers.
Is it Houston?
Oh, Houston. We forgot Houston.
4%.
4%.
Wow.
You don't respect that.
Houston just above the Steelers at 3%.
Wow.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons, 4%.
The Commanders.
Commanders, 3%.
That was a good guess, though, Joe. I like that one. I just figured. It was a good effort on your part.
Is there someone obvious we're missing?
No, this will make you mad.
This will make... Wait. Oh, hold on. That's a hint. What will make us the most mad? New England.
No.
Okay. What will make us the most
it'll
mad?
It'll make me mad, too. This team
stinks. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, the Steelers, 3%. This team good. Stinks.
Well, the Steelers
this
stink.
This team stinks.
They stink. They're the worst.
Oh, the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles aren't winning the Super Bowl.
The Eagles, 11%.
Their record's inflated. They're not as good as their... The Eagles aren't winning the Super Bowl.
No. All right, let's get to Howard Picks the Bills. All right. And I'll punch it in the playoff machine as we go.
A tradition unlike any other.
All right, well, let's get you to pick the Bills here because that's what the people want. They're outside our windows chanting.
I thought I saw a group
pick
of people with signs
Bills.
That said pick the Bills.
Pick the Bills. Howard's going to pick the Bills.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Did you guys know that Josh is 13-2 against the Dolphins in his career? He's never lost a home game to them. Win, baby.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Blitz coming. Wide open, Ray Davis. 45-50. 45-40. Still on his feet. He's going to go. 20-10-5. Touchdown, Ray Davis. Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is long enough, and it is good! Bombs away for Tyler Bass, who bombs it from 61! It's a career best for the Bills kicker, unbelievable!
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Can you be as good at predicting as Sneaky Joe has been this morning, predicting that... Don't buy Chase Brown yet because the Bengals might trade for a running back. They have.
I was just going
to Khalil
that up.
Herbert
good,
from the Bears to the Bengals.
Yep.
Khalil Herbert goes to Cincinnati.
Yep.
If you have him, if any deep fantasy leagues, that's probably a really good piece to have.
He's probably available in your league, and he is sneaky good. He just got displaced by Swift.
Yep.
I think he's going to be their number one back going forward.
Second trade of the day. Howard, before you pick this remaining schedule, do you expect the Bills to make a trade today?
I do. I'm with you, Jeremy. I think because of the Carter and Smoot injuries, I'd like to see him get a depth piece on the defensive line somewhere.
Are the Bears sellers and we didn't realize it?
No, they
wouldn't be
sellers.
Or do you think this is more just they had a running back?
It's a seventh-round pick for Khalil Herbert.
Right, so it's not quite.
I can't decide if that makes you more of a seller or not. Like, sure, we'll take a seventh-round pick.
Yeah. But they... I know they're very unhappy with Keenan Allen right now. I don't think that's a Bills idea because he's slot, but they're very unhappy with Keenan Allen. Like, the out-of-shape stuff in training camp, I guess has just not been on the same page with Williams all year, although I guess none of them have.
They should have kept Darnell Mooney. He was the one to keep.
Yeah, I mean, really. He's great.
All right. Howard picks the Bills, and I punch it in the New York Times playoff machine. 99% to make the playoffs. Bills at Colts. Indy just had its worst game of the year offensively.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would have been a little nervous about facing Flacco instead of Anthony Richardson, but man, they look terrible. Now, Minnesota's a good defense, right? They have a very good scheme. They confuse people and all that.
They blitz a ton.
The Bills aren't going to blitz like Minnesota. Nobody blitzes like Minnesota does. But boy, yeah, Flacco looked really bad. Even Jonathan Taylor was subpar. They didn't do anything well on offense. So I will pick the Bills to beat the Joe Flacco-led Colts.
Okay.
Very good.
8-2.
I think that's right. 8-2. Do the Chiefs beat the Broncos? Joe, you pick the Chiefs. Where's the game?
At Denver?
The game is, you'll be stunned to find out. It's at Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, Lord. I'll pick the Chiefs.
That's okay.
Whenever, why ask the question where the Chiefs are playing? Why even bother? Every game.
That's okay. They come here unbeaten.
That's right.
And then the Bills will hand Kansas City their first loss of
Bills
the season.
Bills win.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
If the Chiefs were to win that game, they would start to get picked to go unbeaten. They are favored in every game remaining except the Bills game.
Okay.
Right now, they are underdogs.
That would liven that game up a little more, too. Not just beat the Chiefs, but stop them from joining
ruining
the Patriots.
The rest of our lives.
Hold on.
17-0.
There is another circle of hell.
Or they're 18-0.
That is now, hey, the Bills ended their perfect season and then lost to them in the playoffs as they won the Super Bowl anyway.
My goodness.
It's another level of disappointment.
I don't care with that, ending any possibility that they're about to go like 18-0.
Don't care. That game doesn't matter. The second matchup is going to matter. They could be 17-0
no,
in the
you're
AFC
right.
Championship
game. It's what you do in the playoffs against them. It always is what you do against the playoffs.
I mean, a game does matter. Anyway, you picked him to win, so that's good.
Yes, sir. Take the
Bills
to win.
Niners. The Niners have opened the practice window for Christian McCaffrey. He's expected to play maybe this week.
Well, that would that's interesting because I'm actually going to make this a win for the Bills today. But if McCaffrey does play, I will revisit that and possibly change that. I'll take a win for now.
One scary part about him.
The times I've watched the Niners, I know McCaffrey's been out. Kittle was banged up. Debo, I get it. They've had a ton of injuries. But, man, Purdy just doesn't look right too many times.
Yeah,
he is scrambling more than double the amount of times that he has in previous years. He's scrambling at like 10% rate. I don't think he's ever been more than 5.
So I'll take the Bills in.
Because no one's open. Not in comparison.
The one thing I'd worry about is the way Achane, I mean, he ran well against the Bills, but he caught the ball out of the backfield really well.
Yep.
And the Bills right now are giving that up. And if McCaffrey's back,
I'd be
a little nervous about that.
That's why I'm saying win now, but I reserve the right because if McCaffrey plays, I think that changes the dynamic in the game.
Bills at Rams, who are back to respectability. They have 3 really good receivers. Kupp and Puka get all the headlines, but DeMarcus Robinson is really good. He was with the Chiefs last year. He's with the Rams now. He's putting up big fantasy points. If you got him stashed anywhere, he's good. Kyren Williams is good. A Stafford against this defense matchup, I think, is a lot of fun.
You know what? You sold me. I am actually going to pick the Rams to win this football game. I'm going to throw a little curveball at everybody today.
All right. Rams.
Except them beating the Chiefs and the Niners.
And then losing to the Rams.
Losing to the Rams.
At the Lions.
I'm been pretty consistent calling this one a loss. The only question is whether Jared Goff will actually have more than maybe, 5 incompletions in the game? He's completing all of his passes these days. And they have a good running game, and there are just so many things to like about Detroit. So I'll take the Lions in that game.
All right. Rams and Lions, Bills suffer back-to-back losses for the second time this season. Bills at Patriots.
I see some of the media in New England are now anointing Drake May as the next Tom Brady. Couldn't have seen that coming.
No, he's not the next Tom Brady. He's the next
Josh Allen.
Oh, really? That's what
I'm not saying. They're saying that.
Oh, I thought that's what they were saying.
I'm saying that.
Really? Oh, I hope you're wrong.
I don't think he's even as good as Josh. But yeah, not enough comparisons about May to Allen's play style.
Yeah,
he can move. He can make all the throws. He can improvise.
Right. You meant stylistic.
Yes.
Doesn't mean
yes.
He's gonna
I didn't
turn
want
out
New
be...
England to get him because I like him, and I just think there's a stylistic.
I haven't seen enough of him. His first game or two I saw, and I thought he showed, he certainly showed more composure than Mac Jones ever did.
Yes.
And he looked more comfortable.
The touchdown pass to Stevenson, he's getting hauled down as he throws that. He ran for 95 yards
in that
game.
Oh, the last second throw against Tennessee, I saw the highlight
on
that.
All right, Bills over the Patriots.
Bills over the Patriots.
Bills Jets.
Bills over the Jets.
Bills Patriots again.
Bills over the Patriots.
Okay. Final record of 13-4. The chance that you get the bye week, according to the New York Times playoff machine, putting in no other games, is 30% if you get to 13-4.
Kansas City has to lose.
You would need the Chiefs to lose 4
games.
Well, 3 others, because you have them beating
the
Chiefs.
And then
once.
You have the tiebreaker.
That's
so
right. Three others. Should we try and find those 3 others?
Ooh. Good luck.
They're going to lose on the road at Denver. They're going to lose.
Are they running the table at home? Is there anybody who goes in there?
Here's their schedule. Broncos.
Okay.
You got to find 3 other losses. At Panthers.
Nope.
No chance.
Raiders at home.
No.
At Vegas.
On a Friday.
Freaky
Friday.
Game.
That's the Black Friday game.
Nah, I doubt it.
Okay.
The Chiefs on holidays always
listen
to the Raiders.
The Chargers.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we all ready to do this again?
Come
where
on,
we think
Chargers.
The Chargers can beat them?
The Chargers
and they'll
will
have
beat
a lead
them?
With 2:45 left, and the Chargers are up by 8, and the Chiefs force overtime, win a coin toss, and win it. No,
they'll win it.
Browns, Texans, Steelers, Broncos.
I think I need the Chargers, Texans, and Broncos. I think those are my 3.
I'm gonna go Chargers,
hopes.
Steelers,
Denver
you
split.
Think the Steelers will beat them, huh?
I mean, I gotta find some.
That's the Christmas game.
That'd be a nice gift.
Yeah, Christmas is Ravens and Chiefs both playing.
They are playing. Don't they have a stretch of playing like 4 games in 10 days?
What?
Yeah, the Chiefs. Don't they have a stretch like that? 3 games in 10 days. Sorry.
I was going to say, 3-10 is common, right?
Sunday at Cleveland,
Thursday.
Saturday against Houston, Wednesday at Pittsburgh. That's 3 games in 10 days. I need 2 of those to be losses. 2 on the road. The home one's against a tough opponent. I need 2 of those to be losses.
All right, it's doable.
We'll see if DeAndre Hopkins starts to mesh even more than he did last night. All right, Kelce and Hopkins had 22 catches.
That's combined. Not bad.
Kelce, since Rashee Rice went out, is a monster again.
Well, that's kind of smart of Kansas City to understand that it's really hard to stop him.
Here are his stat lines since Rice left. 7 for 89, 9 for 70, 4 for 17, 10 for 90, and 14 for 100. Targets, 9, 10, 5, 12, and 16 since Rice got hurt.
Well, if Hopkins is legit, yikes. And their defense, Kansas City's defense is
good. Their defense is the best in the league against the run, from what I'm seeing.
Great.
All right.
All right, fellas. Nice to see you both.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, have a good day.
Howard picks the Bills. There it is. 803-0550. Chris Trapasso coming up 9 o'clock. We'll get some ideas on the trade deadline. We've seen Khalil Herbert and Za'Darius Smith traded today. We'll see if the Bills are active. A lot of us expect it. So Chris Trapasso on some ideas on defensive line, maybe some receivers, maybe some safeties.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All coming up on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.